AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Another rough day for China's main stock market index. It has plunged 7.6% in a third straight day of declines. In New York, Princeton Securities stock trader Ben Willis says Wall Street is reacting to slow growth in China.
This is Chinese economy, not the Chinese stock market. Don't confuse the two. The world stock markets are repricing the Chinese economy.
The Dow lost 588 points in Monday trading. Dozens of firefighters from Australia and New Zealand have arrived in Boise, Idaho. They'll help battle the many blazes burning unchecked in the western U.S. Kevin Ahaka is among those firefighters.
We see it as a pinnacle of our career, and it's something that everybody in our industry aspires to.
Sound courtesy KBOI. The biggest fire burning Monday was in Washington's Okanagan County, now the largest in that state's history. The Air Force member wounded while helping subdue a gunman on a train in Europe is in line for a U.S. military honor.
Our very own Captain America.
Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James says that actually is Airman First Class Spencer Stone's nickname. His unit intends to nominate him for the Airman's Medal.
For a non-combat award, this is the highest one we can give.
General Mark Welsh says officials may consider giving Stone a Purple Heart if French authorities conclude the attack was a terror event.
Spencer Stone.
All this comes after French President François Hollande presented Stone and the three others who jumped the gunman with the Legion of Honor, France's highest award. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Fellow IndyCar drivers, including Ed Carpenter, are remembering Justin Wilson, who died Monday.
You know, one of the few, if only, guy that really was a friend among everyone in the paddock and competitors and that everyone respected. For the way that he carried himself.
Wilson was hit in the head by debris on Sunday. This is AP Radio News. Waikiki beaches are closed after heavy rains triggered a 500,000-gallon sewage spill near Hawaii's world-famous tourist district. Americans are less satisfied with their cars these days, thanks to an epidemic of recalls.
This year's American Consumer Satisfaction Index found our happiness with cars dropped for a third straight year to the lowest level since 2004. And a big reason why? Automakers recalled a record 64 million vehicles last year. The problems included exploding airbags and ignition switches that can unexpectedly cause engines to stall. Those problems can be deadly. So far, General Motors has agreed to compensate families of 124 people who died in crashes caused by the faulty switches. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Police in more than 20 North American cities are testing the latest and less lethal alternative to bullets. Blunt impact projectiles cause pain but stop short of killing suspects. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.